The newly enforced Belasting Op Leiding Water 2026 framework has officially upended the operational mathematics for heavy manufacturing and food processing plants across the Netherlands. As major industrial players wrap up their mid-quarter fiscal reviews today, Monday, May 18, 2026, corporate controllers are confronting the full weight of this radically altered tap water tax structure. Designed to aggressively enforce water conservation across the enterprise layer, the updated framework eliminates decades of soft caps, forcing bulk consumers to quickly pivot their capital budgets toward closed-loop recycling infrastructure. Dismantling the 300 cubic meter protection wall for years, the Dutch tap water tax functioned as an environmental levy that effectively shielded heavy industry to protect international competitiveness. Under that legacy system, a generous tax ceiling, Heffingsplafond, insulated large consumers. Companies paid tax only on the first 300 cubic meters, dollar, text, M, caret $3, of water consumed per WAS registered connection per year. Every drop consumed beyond that point crossed the meter completely tax-free. The Belasting Op Leiding Water 2026 strategy permanently dismantles this competitive shield through a two-stage base broadening rollout, the 50,000 cubic meters escalation. Effective January 1, 2026, the tax ceiling has been raised to $50,000, text, M, caret $3. This means industrial facilities are now fully exposed to environmental taxation on virtually their entire baseline intake. The 2027 cliff, this multi-tiered extension serves as a brief transitional runway for business planning. On January 1, 2027, the tax ceiling will disappear entirely, subjecting every single cubic meter of drinking quality tap water used in industrial processes to the top environmental tax tier. The cost of volumetric scaling, 2025 versus 2026 realities to illustrate the bottom line shock hitting food processing, chemical, and paper industries, here is how the financial exposure maps out for a mid-sized processing facility consuming $60,000, text, M, cubed dollar of tap water per year on a single connection. Consumption tier legacy 2025 tax net active 2026 enforced net 2027 projected horizon first 300 cubic meters taxed, €132, taxed, €132, taxed, €132, 301 to 50,000 M cubed exempt, €0, taxed, €21,868, taxed, €21,868, above 50,000 M cubed exempt, €0, exempt, €0, taxed, €4,400, total annual water tax €132, €22,000, €26,400 year over year jump baseline plus 16,566% plus 19,900% calculating the industrial water surcharge to map out these liabilities in your accounting software. The active formula for a standard facility's annual tax liability avoids complex coding layouts and relies on a straightforward calculation. Annual tap water tax liability equals minimum of annual volume consumed or 50,000 cubic meters times statutory tax rate for the 2026 fiscal year. The statutory environmental tax rate is locked at 44 cents per cubic meter, excluding 9% VAT and localized water utility production fees. If the total volume stated on your utility bill scales past the $50,000, text, M, cubed dollar threshold this year, the excess volume remains sheltered. However, tax compliance managers must prepare for that shelter to evaporate completely when the calendar turns to 2027. Business reality. Driving the capital expenditure pivot for decades, the Dutch tax code treated industrial water consumption with kid gloves, effectively prioritizing high economic output over absolute resource protection. The Belasting Op Leiding Water 2026 framework breaks that old paradigm with a massive financial hammer. Shifting from a symbolic €132 annual tax bill to a €22,000 fixed operational expense per connection is a structural mandate to stop using purified drinking water for heavy cooling towers and chemical scrubbing. Smart operators aren't wasting time lobbying for extensions. They are actively redirecting their Q2 capital budgets into on-site filtration, membrane bioreactors, and greywater recycling loops to bring their net utility intake down before the absolute cliff arrives next year.